We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, good things come to those who wait. We're always happy to talk with our friend Jenny Dixon. She is the director of the state DEEP Wildlife Division. Jenny, good morning. Yeah. We were worried you had a bear in the house.
Yeah, we were kind of scared
earlier. We thought that was
my... No. The best I can say is it's 2020. So
you know what? You don't even have to...
That's magic.
You don't even have to say that. Anything goes. We're glad to catch up with you. Yeah. So we had the story in the news the other day. We wanted to talk to you about it. Obviously, we got an issue with bears around the state, not just sightings, but you know, bears coming indoors and inside,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
Yeah, we do. You know, it's interesting. Our bear population is growing, and it's growing at exponential rates. So that's contributing greatly to what we're seeing now. But a lot of it is also that bears are becoming a lot more used to people in certain areas, and there are some things that we do that sort of help that happen. So part of the message that we want to get out to folks is it's really important for us to do our part not to encourage bears to have bad behavior, because as the population grows and expands throughout the state, it's not just a problem that, you know, somebody up in Salisbury has. It's a problem that everybody's going to be having soon. So it's something that we all need to think about and start learning how we can behave better to keep them from behaving badly.
Before I get to bird feeders and everything else in the world, what do bears eat?
A little bit of everything. They're what we call omnivores. So they eat everything from fruits and nuts and things like that all the way up to meat. So pretty much like us. They'll eat almost anything, particularly if it's easy to get.
We also were talking earlier, Jenny, if you see a bear, what do you do?
Thank you.
The best thing to do is make a lot of noise. Make sure the bear knows that you're there. You know, you don't want to surprise a bear. Bears generally don't want to surprise us. So, you know, making sure that everybody knows clearly what's going on, that's the important thing. So wave your arms, yell, make noise. If it's in your yard or you're trying to scare it out of your yard, you can do things like bang on pots and pans, you know, anything that's going to make loud noises to let the bear know that you're there and try and scare the bear away. That's what you want to try and do.
So they're not stalking us?
No.
Okay.
In most cases,
it's
they
good
are not
to know.
Stalking us.
I don't know. Have you seen the video from Massachusetts where a guy was sleeping by his pool?
Oh.
And there was, it looked like a baby bear, looked like a cub, was walking around there, and the cub like tapped the guy on the foot to wake him up. And then when the guy woke up, the bear went running out of there like he was an NFL running back. I mean, that's just... That was pretty humorous. And I had, and the thing about the bears, and I had this, Ray knows this, because I told him about it a month ago or so, 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'm at home in Bloomfield, middle of the day, 12:30 on a busy street. And all of a sudden, I look out my window, and there's these two little bears like walking through the yard like it was nobody's, the front yard.
Yikes.
Like it was nobody's business. So they come out all the time. It's not this thing that they come out at night only.
Oh, right. Absolutely. Yeah, they're active pretty much all day long. So, you know, it is something that people need to think about all day long. And, you know, I think that's sometimes where we can forget that it's easy for us to attract them. Because if we're, you know, if we're doing things and we say, oh, I'm just going to run down to the store, I'll just leave the screen door closed. I don't have to worry about closing the main door to the house.
Thanks.
Well, yeah, that's not such a good idea.
But it cooked a nice meal for me, so I got to give it credit for that. But,
exactly.
Well,
exactly.
There are a couple of things that we've talked about. As you say, don't attract them if at all possible. And I know we've had them work our street, usually after I'm gone. But, you know, they'll tip over trash cans. They go hunting through there. Bird feeders. Are there other things we need to avoid?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with trash, you want to make sure you don't put your garbage out until it's actually collection day. That's a big thing. You know, a lot of folks figure, oh, it's going to come early in the morning. I'll put it out the night before.
Oh,
well, you know, that gives them plenty of time to start work in the neighborhood. And they certainly do know what days are collection days. So try not to put your garbage out until it's actually collection day. That's step number one. With bird feeders, yeah, we actually recommend that starting in late March through the summer and into early fall, you don't put out your bird feeders, because that is a really easy meal for a bear. Most of the things that we tend to feed our birds are also very nutritious. They're high in fat content, perfect little snack for a bear. So definitely don't do that if you've seen bear in your area. You know, some of the other things to think about this time of year is we're doing things outdoors. We're having socially distanced gatherings and things like that. Make sure you clean your grill. You know, that's a great attractant for a bear. Absolutely. Yeah, if you've had a good cookout and, you know, you just go in the house and figure, I'll clean it next time before I use it.
Yeah, well.
They're going to smell it long before then. So always make sure after you're done using it, you clean off your grill. Don't feed your pets outdoors. That's another one. You know, it's certainly summer and weather's nice and it's easy to say, well, we'll just feed the dog on the deck. Not a good idea, because the bears will find it.
Talking for a couple more minutes with Jenny Dixon, director of the state DEEP Wildlife Division, about the recent influx of bear sightings. I know I saw two little bears together in my front yard. Do they normally travel in groups? Do you see more than one, or most of the time is it one at a time?
It all depends on sort of where you are and which bears are in your neighborhood. You know, it's not unusual to see a couple of cubs together. Usually there's a female bear somewhere nearby keeping an eye on them. So those are the ones that you're going to most likely see in groups. But if it's not a female with cubs, they're mostly going to be individual sightings. You know, once they get big enough, they generally are not traveling around in groups.
Okay. Yeah, you know, you were talking about feeding your dog or your cat or whatever you do outside. Are bears a danger to them at all?
Usually no, but, you know, certainly if your dog chases the bear, absolutely, the bear is going to defend itself. So, you know, that is another thing that we always recommend for people who are hiking in our parks, forests, and wildlife management areas. Make sure if you're bringing your dog with you that you've got it on a short leash, because you never know what you're going to encounter around the next corner.
Okay.
It may not be a bear. It could be somebody's off-leash dog, but you always want to be prepared. So we recommend a short leash, you know, 6 to 8 feet.
Now, are we getting to the end of the problem season with bears? Because obviously, you know, we hear bears hibernate in the winter, and, you know, we're approaching winter, unfortunately, all too fast.
Sorry.
So are we kind of in the height of the bear sighting season, and then it's going to back off a little bit as it gets colder?
Yes and no. Part of the reason that's a difficult question to answer is because it depends on what kind of winter we have. You know, if we get prolonged cold periods, they're going to go into hibernation. But if we have the winters we've had in the past couple of years, when, you know, you've got days in the 50s and 60s, they can wake up and get active again, move around, get a couple of smacks, go back to sleep. So it can vary, and it's going to depend on what our fall and early winter weather is like. The faster it gets cold, the quicker they're going to go to sleep. If it stays relatively mild, they're going to stay active pretty late into the fall and early winter. So it's kind of tough to say. This is definitely one of their most active periods, just because you've got bears trying to put on a lot of weight before hibernation, so they're looking to eat anything and everything they can find right now. You've got a lot of the young bears that are very active this time of year. They're mobile. They're starting to explore new places. So that also increases just the activity level that you're going to see.
Any other animal updates very quickly here?
Oh, I don't know. It's been an
deer.
Active year. I've had owls hooting continuously outside my my house for the last couple of days. So
I've been on my deck.
They're getting active today.
Okay.
Nice. Well, you know what? As you said, it's 2020, Jenny. There's a little bit of everything going on.
Absolutely is. And that's, you know, that's why it's hard to just pick one thing, because, you know, one minute something and the next minute something else.
All right. Jenny, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Glad we connected. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
You both as well. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Jenny Dixon.
So we learned something.
Yeah, we learned a lot. We learned to make noise. You know, don't just stand there like a bump on a log. Make some noise, and, you know, the bear will go away. Now, of course, if you make noise and the bear doesn't go away, well, then I don't know
what you do.
Maybe you have an issue or two.
We should ask her what plan B was.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.